Authorities have released composite sketches of a suspect in a 24-year-old Western Massachusetts murder case. The images were not produced from the recollections of witnesses, but from an analysis of the DNA of the possible killer. Calling it a significant development, Hamden District Attorney Anthony Galluni Wednesday made public images of the face of a white male produced using a new forensic DNA analysis service in hopes of generating fresh leads in the murder of Lisa Zeger.
For the first time in 24 years in this investigation, we have a face to this crime.
Galluni said a clean DNA sample from a single source taken from the crime scene and preserved was recently sent to a Virginia-based company, Parabon Nanolabs, which uses a proprietary process called Snapshot to produce an approximation of a person's appearance based on DNA analysis. Authorities cautioned that the images, one a man 25 years old and one 50 years old, are not exact depictions. Such things as hairstyle, scars, and body weight cannot be determined from the DNA analysis. In this case, the analysis found the suspect is most likely a white male of European ancestry with fair to very fair complexion, with some freckles, hazel or brown eyes, and brown or black hair.
We're imploring the public to help us, based on these composites, to generate leads that will eventually lead to a name, lead to a suspect, lead to an arrest and a prosecution.
Galluni also announced a new tip line in the case, 413-333-9148. Zegert was abducted while at her part-time job at a card store in Agawam on the night of April 15, 1992. 4 days later, her body was discovered in woods about 4 miles away. Galluni said investigators have continued to meet regularly to review the case. The suspect's DNA has been in every known criminal database nationally and internationally for years without producing a match.
It's been frustrating.
Galluni declined to say if the sketches resemble anyone whom investigators had questioned in the case. Diane Zegert said she marvels at the advancement of DNA technology in the more than 2 decades since her daughter was murdered, and she's grateful investigators have never given up on trying to solve the case.
We're hopeful. We're very, very, very hopeful.
Agawam Police Chief Eric Gillis said for years investigators felt like they were searching for a needle in a haystack, but now they at least know what the needle might look like.
What we're really, really hoping for is justice for Lisa and her family. They deserve it. They really do. They've been through a difficult 24 years, and I can't even imagine how this day must feel for them to finally see an image.
Galluni said this is the first time composite sketches produced from DNA analysis has been used in a criminal case in Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.